Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come? Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is the amazing Countess Starella. Good evening, Countess.
Good evening, dear time travelers. We're so happy to see you.
Time travelers this week. Well, we've got a time traveler with us as well. We've got a very special guest with us. I'm pleased to welcome Mr. Ray Sett, the astrologer. Ray, good evening.
Good evening, John. Thank you so much for having me on the show tonight.
It's very nice of you to come. Ray, you're an astrologer.
Yes, sir. Yes, I am. I'm a psychic astrologer. I'm a trained astrologer. However, I'm a trained astrologer, I do rely very much so not only on my training, but also on my sensitivity and my intuitiveness to the astrological and the planetary energies.
That's very good. So would you say that you work with a spirit guide as well?
I do have spirit guides. I rely very much on spirits when I do either my consultations or my public events. And one of the first things that I will acknowledge that I work very well with spirit. You know, I have many spirit guides, and sometimes I have one spirit guide. It all depends on what is needed at any given time.
That's an excellent answer, Ray, because that's exactly how one should work, you know, to give people the very best that is available. You use all tools that you've got. You've written a book, Ray, haven't you?
Yes, sir, I have. It's called The Planets Align So Rare, 12 Dimensions to the Human Potential.
And people can get this on Amazon?
It's available on Amazon. It's also available at Barnes & Noble's bookstores.
I bet you enjoy doing the book signings.
I do very much so. You know, I love meeting people. I love talking about the work that I do because, quite honestly, this is my life's love. This is my purpose, you know, and if I can make a difference in the world in any way, shape, or form, I'm very happy to do that.
That's brilliant, Ray. Ray, will you be prepared to speak to our listeners tonight if they call you?
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, you can phone in this evening and speak to Ray Sett. The number is 1-800-930-2819. So, Ray, if people ring in and give you their date of birth, would you be able to quickly tune in?
I certainly can.
All right, well, what about this? 6-8-49, the 6th of August, 1949, and my name is John G. Sutton.
Very good. You know, John, one of the things that actually I sensed very, very quickly is that everything that you've been working on and working towards, especially in the last 7 years of your life, you need to be prepared for what's coming for you in terms of success and moving forward. Are you able to actually foresee or anticipate anything like that happening in the coming months for yourself?
Well, yeah, there is. I'm on a major project at the moment, so you're right about that, Ray.
Well, you know, certainly embrace it and allow yourself to move forward because, quite honestly, one of the things, and this is something that I'm feeling very intuitively, you need to be prepared for what's coming for you. And certainly that can be done in many ways, keeping yourself grounded, keeping yourself very clear with your connections to spirit, because, quite honestly, something else that's coming for you, especially over the course of this next year, your own connections to spirit and your own understanding to that will certainly continue to be quite profound, but it will continue to elevate and accelerate very, very quickly. So you need to be prepared for that.
Very good. Thank you, Ray. What about Countess? Countess, have a word with Ray, quick.
Oh, Ray, we're so glad you're here. Yes, you know, I think we're all on the same path.
Let me just say something with you. I'm hearing someone's coming through with the name Sarah. Do you connect with anyone with that name?
Oh, yes, I do.
Is this someone who's in spirit or living?
She is with us. She is still with us.
All right. Let me just add to that. Is there someone with that name who is in spirit? If not that exactly that name, but might sound very similar to that name.
One of my spirit guides, Sarah Bernhardt.
Oh, okay. But also I feel there's something, someone who comes through that's connected with your mom. Now, is your mother still living?
She thinks she is, but I think she's up
oh,
there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, because someone, and does she have a sister who predeceased her?
A sister, let me think. A stepsister, yes.
And this stepsister is in spirit?
Yes.
All right, because she's coming through and just saying hello to your mom. I'm almost feeling like please forgive me for stumbling. Sometimes it comes through so fast it's hard to kind of wrap my mind around it. But what I'm feeling is that she's almost feeling like your mom's forgotten about her. And she's trying. You know, I also think that your mother can connect this way, but for some reason she's just very cloudy. So just, you know, if you feel comfortable doing so, just let her know that her sister is still very, very, very much there. And if she ever smells a very sweet fragrance, that's her sister letting her know that she's taking care of her.
Oh.
So just if you feel comfortable doing so, please share that with your mom.
I will.
Right. Sometimes, you know, the information comes through very, very quickly and very, very fast. So, and when it does, I need to get it out. So thank you for letting me doing that.
That's perfect, Ray.
That was really good, Ray. Thank you very much for that. We take callers, as you know, Ray, and we've got a caller on the line now, a lady called Frankie. Just let me have a quick word with Frankie, please.
Hello,
Frankie.
Hello.
Yeah, you're in for some happiness in the immediate future. I feel that things have slightly turned around for you. Tell me I'm right.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, I can also see some rather attractive garments here, but we won't go into that, Frankie. We've got a very special guest this evening who's an astrologer. Frankie, would you like to have a word with my friend Ray Sett?
Absolutely.
Hi, Frankie. What can I do for you?
Hi. I wonder if I'm going to see my love soon.
You know, I'm getting the date of August 25th. Does that connect you, or does that have any significance for you?
August 25th?
Yes, this coming August 25th, in that time period.
No.
All right.
No,
when you asked that question, that was the date that I was given and that I'm seeing. So certainly there will be some significance in that time period for you either to receive this or to have some sort of experience that will bring you to having this experience. Do you see what I mean, Frankie?
Huh. Okay.
Are you asking about romantic love?
Yes.
Okay. That could be when I feel that it's coming. I actually feel that it's already been coming together for you. Are you aware of anyone around you who you can connect with in this way?
That I could connect with this way?
In terms of love, as you were asking.
Oh, yes, I do. I have a love. It's just that I don't see him very often.
All right.
And so I'm wondering when I'm going to see him soon.
Oh, I was under the impression that this wasn't something that happened yet, and that's why I said that I feel like he's already around you. But there's something.
Oh, yes. It's been ongoing, 2.5 years.
All right. There is a celebration coming. Because actually, even before you said something, I was sensing a celebration, especially at the end of the August time frame. So this could be when the two of you will reunite and come together again.
Hmm. Okay. Hmm.
Can I just say something here, Frankie?
Yes.
there is a move afoot for this man. A change of location. Has he mentioned anything about this to you?
He has not. I've been waiting and waiting to hear it. And I saw him last Friday, and I did not hear a single word. He hinted around at something, but I couldn't follow it.
He's just edging around telling you this. I don't want to be too personal, but it's after the watershed, so let's get on with this. Are you sitting on his knee, Frankie?
Was I doing what?
Sitting up on his knee.
No, but he was on his knees talking to me.
Was he?
He got down on his knees while I was sitting on the couch.
But the knees, you see, yeah?
And he was talking to me.
Okay,
yes,
that's good.
He's never
something
done
about the knees. He's going to make a proposition to you, and I know that it's coming out of the blue. It involves a relocation moment, yeah?
Oh,
and I feel that it's him that has to relocate. I also feel that there's a golden band that it's like a ring that he takes on and off. Is that correct?
And it's not. Oh, you mean on his finger?
Oh, yes, I know what you mean. Yeah, yes, it is on his finger. Yes, because
yeah,
I believe that this man
has
is still married.
Ring, but, yes, he does. He takes it on and off. Yes.
He takes it on and off.
Yes.
He's going to take it off, and he's going to leave it off. And that is when he changes location. Do you understand what I'm saying, Frankie?
Yes. When will the change of location happen?
Ah, yes. Well, we'll talk about that after the break. Will you hold on the line?
Yes, I will.
We'll be back.
Sophisticated with David and Philip Garza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SophisticatedGayTed.com or call 206-420-8660. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Vigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Torella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Torella direct. Born in New Orleans, Torella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Torella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Torella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Torella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Torella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Torella, on Ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.
Welcome back to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's finest, and me, Countess Starella, daughter of New Orleans, guiding you on an insightful journey to heaven knows where, wherever your imagination will take you. And tonight we have the spectacular astrologer, the psychic astrologer, Ray Seti, who will be assisting us. I highly encourage you to call in tonight to this number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Transformation Talk Radio is about you, what you need, and how we can help you make your dreams come true. I think we have our caller, Frankie, on the line. How are you, Frankie, darling?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
Wonderful. And you know that your spiritual community is backing you up with encouragement and support and insights into this very unusual and challenging relationship. But always it seems that the one with the ability to love unconditionally, who has a great patience and presence of mind, will get the thing that she needs the most. It's a journey, though. And do you think, Frankie, have you got enough patience to hold on until this thing really materializes in the proper way?
Well, I hope so. It's been 2.5 years.
That's quite a journey. Oh, my goodness. But there's no question that there's a great love here. And sometimes the love and the bond are not easily visible on the surface because of life's distractions. But what is underneath is quite powerful. You know it. So does the partner. And in time, it should turn into the thing that you need the most. John, would you like to
Absolutely, Frankie. But there is one thing, Frankie. This guy has got a vivid imagination, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He does. And you two work very well together at the romance thing, because I believe that you set each other off there, and you take part in this almost a fantasy ritual with him, which is brilliant, because when love is there, which it is, then that's the most magnificent relationship between two human beings. And I know that he's very, very happy with that. He lectures, doesn't he? He's an articulate academic. Is that correct?
Yes, he does. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he does. I know that he does. And I also feel that he has either taken a new position or is about to take a new position, and he's been very well thought of in that new position. Now, just tell me your date of birth, will you, please?
6/12.
The 6th of August?
No, the 6th of June. I mean, the 12th of June.
The 12th of June. The 12th of June. And what year was that? Or do you not want to tell us?
61,
okay. The 12th of June, 61. And we're going to ask Ray Seti, what do you make of that date of birth, Ray?
Yeah, Frankie, did anything regarding this matter, did you observe it changing actually for the better around the time of your birthday? Or did you notice anything hopeful around the time of your birthday this year?
He missed my birthday. He was out of town. But then when he came back, yeah, I mean, it seems there seems to be something different, but he's not saying it. Like, it's almost,
you know,
like,
I keep feeling there is a celebration, but I also do feel that there was a connection with what was taking place in terms of like a shift and things moving forward with this situation, with this relationship, around actually the time of your birthday. And there will be a celebration coming for you in the coming next month or so. You see?
Oh, that would be fabulous.
You know, just kind of, you know, I'm going to just suggest, you know what, just know that it's happening. Really, really trust that. You know, you can't connect with all this information, you know, very, very, very clearly when you keep yourself grounded. Your energy can tend to be all over the place, but that's also a tremendous amount of creative energy. Are you able to recognize that for yourself, Frankie?
Yes.
Do you do anything that allows you to really express your creativity, especially anything with writing or publishing or anything along those lines?
No, but I dance. I dance a lot.
Very good. You know, I would suggest, too, maybe, you know, keep some journals, keep some diaries. You know, if you find yourself having some insightful information, just kind of keep this for yourself, because actually I feel that there's some information that comes through for you, especially in terms of your guidance and where and in what direction you can be guided, especially from spirit. So.
Okay.
All right, you get that, Frankie?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, thank,
John,
thank you very much for speaking to Frankie there, Ray.
My pleasure.
Right, Frankie, just let me tell you this. This gentleman says that you're with. Did he tell you that he loved the time?
I gave him the clock for his birthday, July 6th.
Very nice. Very nice.
Well, I heard that. Yeah, he loved the time. Frankie, thank you very much for calling in. You're going to get a lot closer to this man, and he will clear the matters up. And I'm telling you, it'll be down on his knees again. So thank you, Frankie.
Oh. Thank you so much, all of you.
Be well.
Thank you.
You're welcome, darling.
Thank you, yeah. All right, Ray, let's just talk a little bit about your book, because I've got some details in my mind about this. It's not just about astrology, is it?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
It's about self-empowerment, is it not?
Absolutely, yes. It's self-help, inspirational self-empowerment, you know, and it's based on astrological principles. However, I didn't want to create an astrology book per se. I wanted to create something that anyone could pick up and read and really feel inspired to see perhaps things about themselves that they may not necessarily think about. And certainly, you know, when we use astrology, we look beyond the physical, we look to the metaphysical, that's which transcends the physical, you know, and we see possibilities that aren't necessarily very tangible sometimes. So we can also offer alternative suggestions, and there's so much inspiration in that when we really allow ourselves to see beyond the physical. And I talk about a lot of this in this material, you know. And I personally, I mean, every day I deal with the metaphysical, and a lot of what I elaborated on and shared within this really were some of my own personal experiences, and that I know work very, very well for me.
Very good. But, Ray, people living in the material world who've got to make a living, they've got to pay the rent, the rates, they've got food, they've got to school the children. People just do not have time to tune into their metaphysical side. Don't you find that this is getting in the way of human spiritual development?
Well, I mean, certainly we are first and foremost spiritual beings having a human experience. And quite honestly, if we allow ourselves to really be aware of our connections with spirit, every facet of our lives will certainly benefit from that. You know, spirit is very willing to share and guide and inspire us. And when we allow ourselves, even if it's just a few moments a day, to really meditate, because quite honestly, optimum meditation, we really just need about 10 or 15 minutes, you know, and if we can allow ourselves just that little bit of time to just kind of clear our minds and connect, it absolutely will make a difference, and every aspect of our lives will benefit.
Very good. Do you have any thoughts on that, Countess?
Well, I am with you, and I feel that somehow, even in the middle of this very super accelerated, fast-paced world, I have seen more and more over these last few years people tuning into and wanting to get in touch with this other part of themselves. And somehow I think this planetary vibration is rising in a very positive way.
You know, since about the 2004 time frame, and it has to do with the planets Uranus and Neptune and what was taking place at that time, you know, we have seen an increase in the presentation of this information. You know, we see so much of these psychic shows on television, the paranormal shows. You know, since that time, we're really being given greater opportunities to recognize how this experience that we all have is very much part of our human experience, and it certainly can be very necessary in our personal evolution, and we are very much so elevating our consciousness and the vibration.
Yes.
Very, very good. So how does astrology fit in all this? I mean, I'm obviously, I would see myself as a rather outgoing, theatrical, some would say rather bombastic individual, and typical, I believe, of my star sign, which is Leo.
Leo.
I'm actually out there. I do it. I believe in myself, absolutely. And I like to be in charge, Ray, as you've probably gathered by now.
Oh, absolutely. and you know, quite honestly, I mean, our sun sign is just one aspect, one facet, when you're looking at things astrologically, of the astrological composition. You see, all the planets are included in that composition, as well as all of the signs. And every planet is in a different sign. For example, John, you're very much aware of your sun being in the sign of Leo. However, the planet Pluto is extremely close to your sun in your chart. That gives an individual a tremendous amount of will, determination, and also empowerment for the self, as well as empowerment for others. So if another Leo individual, perhaps maybe even close to your birthday, didn't have that specific characteristic, that specific planetary placement, that specific characteristic of will and determination and empowerment may not necessarily be so strong. So we need to factor in the date of birth with the exact time of birth and the city where the individual was born. And then we can construct a very unique astrological composition that is very specific to the individual.
Thank you very much, Ray. We're going to have a break. We'll be back.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Mom! Can we go get some ice cream? Please?
Oh, honey, of course. But we've got to hurry back. Another hour of Transformation Talk Radio is coming up right now.
Yay! Ice cream and Transformation Talk Radio!
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on oranum.com. That's oranum.com.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton. With me this evening is the amazing Countess Starbella and our brilliant astrology guest, Ray Setti. Ray, how are you?
I'm doing very well, sir.
Great. And Countess?
Oh, my goodness. If it gets any better, I'll somehow have to adjust.
it's going to get better in a bit.
Absolutely.
It's going to get better. Ray, can I ask you a question, please?
You certainly can.
Yeah, I have an associate that I'm doing some work with. His name is Pavan. Yeah?
Yeah.
If I give you his date of birth, would you have a quick look for me?
Absolutely.
His name is Pavan. Uh-huh. And I was born on the 6th of February, 1982.
Actually, one of the first things that I noticed very, very clearly, your sun signs are polar opposite. You're a Leo, he's an Aquarius, and the degrees are very specific, you know, and that is very significant in terms of a partnership with an individual, but also to further add to that, your moon signs are also polar opposites to one another. Many times that's very indicative of a marriage, but also a very, very strong working relationship and partnership. So certainly the two of you have come together of no accident. You know, and I also feel that this individual is certainly going to open up many, many doors for you because there are connections with him and you in terms of him opening up and paving the way for you to move forward, John.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah, I'm sure that Pavan will like that. That's basically his idea.
That's actually, you know what, I tell you, it's really amazing how when you can look at things astrologically, how you can see the dynamics with two individuals, especially when you're comparing charts with one another, you know, and certainly the polar opposites play a very, very strong factor in significant relationships that have longevity to them.
Very good. I will certainly tell Pavan that. Ladies and gentlemen, you can call in this evening and speak to Ray Setti, or you can get his book, and you can see Ray. You do lectures, don't you, Ray?
I do lectures. I do public events. I do many things. All of that information is on my website at astrologerray.com.
astrologerray.com. And can people book private consultations with you, Ray?
Absolutely. I do private consultations. I see individuals on a one-on-one basis in person. I will conduct phone consultation as well as Skype consultations because I certainly like to have that availability as well.
Very good. And people can book that on your website, astrologerray.com.
That is correct.
Very good. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can either phone in this evening and speak to Ray, myself, John G. Sutton, or Countess Starella. The number is 1-800-930-2819. And I'm going to sing a song now because it's all about astrology. So I thought, what wonderful song could I possibly sing? Ray, are you going for a laugh, Ray?
I certainly am.
Countess, can I start this beautiful song, yeah? I'm going to sing to you now. Are you ready? One. Give me the key, Ray. Give me the key, Countess.
La, 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 la.
I've got it. Yeah. Are you ready? They say that you're a runaround lover. Though you say isn't so. But if you put me down for another, I'll know, believe me, I'll know.
Cause the night.
Come on,
Ray. A thousand eyes can't help but see.
Go for it, Ray.
So remember when you tell those little white lies that the night has a thousand eyes. You say that you're at home when you phone me, and how much you really care. Those said you're lonely. I'll know if someone is there. Take it away, Ray.
'Cause the night has a thousand eyes.
One of these days you're gonna be sorry, 'cause your game I'm gonna play, and you'll find out without really trying, each time that my kisses stray.
'Cause the night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes will see me too. And no matter what I do, I could never disguise all my little white lies, 'cause the night has a thousand eyes. So remember when you tell those little white lies, as a thousand
miles. Countess, you were brilliant. Hey, me and you were rubbish.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, John. Thank you.
Oh. A big vote of confidence there.
Oh, my goodness.
Bravo.
Oh, my. My heavens. All righty.
Oh, you did actually very well there, Ray.
Oh, considering I had no idea what I was singing.
People would never have guessed, you know.
Oh, no, not at all. It's a good thing I can read charts a lot better.
Yeah. So, Ray, tell us a little bit about astrology. Do you know a bit about the history of astrology?
You know, astrology does date back to the days of Mesopotamia. You know, and there was a time when astrology was as common as it's somewhat uncommon, you know, these days. And many, many times in those early days, you know, people sought astrologers quite often and quite prevalently. And it was really very much a part of the human experience, you know, and I believe that As we've progressed and there's been so much separations, especially the separations between science and spirituality, you know, we've kind of gotten away from the connections of those energies. But however, I do feel that we are getting back to remembering our connections, especially with the energies we have with the planets. You know, I was watching a documentary not too long ago when I was listening to an astronomer speak how, you know, everything in the universe is all really composed of one another. You know, we have all the elements within ourselves, you know, that exist in all of the planets. And they were saying how on one hand we could have the elements of Venus and on the right hand we could have the elements of Mars. And quite honestly, that's how astrology works. You know, we are composed of the star matter. Everything in the universe is all composed of the same stuff, and because of those connections and those vibrations, because everything in the universe is a vibration, you know, just it shows how really this is very much a part of who it is that we are, and I do believe that we are getting back to those understandings, especially on a spiritual level.
Very good. I mean, you open the newspapers today and, you know, the popular newspapers, you'll find star sign columns or sun sign columns, and Do you believe that there's any veracity, any truth in this?
You know, unless you're sitting with an astrologer who will take your date of birth as well as your exact time of birth and the city where you were born, quite honestly, you know, those references, you have to, they can't be very accurate. You know, astrology is so specific and so unique to the individuals. When you're reading those columns, you know, it says that there's really only 12 types of personalities, and 30 million people are going to have the same experience on any given day. So, you know, you really have to be careful with what it is you do with that information.
All right, so you would say just treat them as a little bit of entertainment to read over the coffee and the biscuits. I would say you're probably right. Ray Sett, it's great for you to be with us. Please hang on. We're going to come back. We're having a short break. Countess, we'll be back in a minute.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. As nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton. With me is Countess Starella and our amazing guest, the brilliant astrologer Ray Setti. Now, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about how people can actually get hold of myself, John G. Sutton. That's not physically, of course, but some people would like to. You can contact me through psychicworld.net. That's my website. Or have a look on YouTube. Just type in Psychic World and the recordings of all our previous shows on Transformation Talk Radio. Lots of the shows there on our channel on YouTube. And you can book a reading with me through my website, psychicworld.net, or you can actually contact me at arenum.com, where I am on very frequently in my chat room, and it's called Psychic John G. That's my name on arenum.com. Countess, you work on arenum.com, don't you?
Yes, I do, and I absolutely love it, and I think you will, too. Every week, I promise you new and greater thrills in the metaphysical world of how to find yourself and thrive on this wild planet. You must come and see me at arenum.com. You will not be disappointed.
And Ray Seti, tell us how people can get in touch with Ray Seti.
You can find out more about me on my website, which is astrologerray.com. That is astrologerray.com. You can find out about myself. I actually have some of my forecasts on there, the new moon and the full moon forecasts, and I also do my forecasts for at the beginning of each year for the coming year.
So on your website, it's astrologerray.com. People can actually look up predictions for themselves on their own star sign. Do you call them star signs or sun signs?
Sun signs, primarily. However, I do not do specific sun sign forecasts. The forecasts that I have are for the lunations, the full moons, the new moons, as well as the coming year, just overall in general.
Right. Okay. But your book, it's not specifically just about astrology, is it? It's about empowerment. Do you know of the work of the philosopher and psychologist Abraham Maslow?
I am somewhat familiar with his work. I do have a minor in psychology, you know, so I am somewhat familiar with his work.
Oh, yeah, because he talks about peak experiences. Because from what I've seen of your book, you're actually saying to people, come on, get out of the rut. You're not just an automaton. You're not a robot. Start living your life. Use your potential and get out there and do something. And that's what Abraham Maslow talks about to a certain extent, about having peak experiences, allowing people to step out of the mundane life and self-actualization, become what you possibly could be.
You know, and certainly that takes quite a bit of courage to really step out and break away from what might be considered to be normal. However, every single one of us, there is no doubt in my mind that every one of us has some potential, some very, very powerful potential, and we're certainly here to realize that potential. And certainly with the tool of astrology, we're able to highlight and recognize the potential that's there, that's many times, you know, not always obvious to the individual, but also, you know, many times an individual has the courage to really embrace that potential, whether it's because of their beliefs that they can't do something or whatever it might be, you know, and many times fear certainly does play a part in not allowing an individual to really tap into and recognize and express their potential.
Yeah, we don't have any problem with Countess. You're always expressing your potential, aren't you, Countess?
Yes, that's why I'm known as the flamboyant clairvoyant. Actually, it was the only word I could find that rhymed with clairvoyant.
Very nice.
But you actually do that. You actually do go out there. You've done many things, Countess. You've had a TV show in Japan, didn't you?
Yes, now try that in another language. That was one of the most exciting and just providence, just something that destiny threw right at me at the right time.
Did you speak in Japanese?
Well, I'm positive I had a past life, because after about 1 month there, I was doing very well with the language, and I thought, this can only be from a past life.
Oh, I reckon you were the Emperor Ming.
I think I was a cohort of one of the great feudal leaders.
Wait, really? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. What about you, Ray? Do you believe in reincarnation?
Oh, I certainly believe that we have been here many times before. You know, if you look at how just very, very short our lifespan is, quite honestly, you know, there's only so much that we can accomplish in such a short period of time. And I do believe that we have been here sometimes many, many, many times. I know I have. You know, I have had impressions of other existences, and I know that I've been a mystic many times before. And I believe that, you know, this is one of the times where I feel personally I'm making some of the greatest accomplishments for myself in this realization.
Well, it's not just about that, is it? I mean, it's about getting out the truth out there, and I do believe, I like what you said about everything in the universe being interconnected. I personally believe that everything in the universe is alive, and that it is all vibrating. Hence, we have the ability for psychics to use psychometry. We have the ability of psychics to interact with over great distances. I mean, I give readings to people in Australia just over the telephone or by text or email messages. You can do that as well, can't you, Ray?
Absolutely. You know, I've had clients myself from all around the world, you know, and it just shows how energy transcends time and space. You know, we're all energy. We're all composed of these vibrations, as you said, and everything is very, very much connected.
Very much so. We're coming towards the end of the show, Countess. Just tell us quickly how people get hold of Countess Starella.
Yes, you may find the dashing, exciting Starella at Oranum.com.
Oranum.com. But that's where you've got a wonderful chat room. Ladies and gentlemen, go see the Countess. Ray, just remind us once more about your website.
My website is AstrologerRay.com. That's AstrologerRay.com.
And you give lectures, you give private consultations, you've got a book out there. People can type your name into Amazon, Ray Seti, yeah?
That is correct.
And they'll be able to get your book. It's published in paperback and hardback, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Right. Well, you can also look up John G. Sutton on Amazon.com and or Amazon.co.uk or wherever you're listening, and see a list of my books. There's a number of my books. My best-selling book in America was Psychic Pets, which was a nice, fun piece of work. We'll be back next week. I'd like to thank Ray Seti for joining us. Ray Seti, thank you very much. You've been a wonderful guest.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
We hope to have you back again soon. And Countess, we'll see you on Oranum, Oranum.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to finish. My name's John G. Sutton, and we'll speak again next week. Thank you very much, and good night.
Good night.
Not all.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week. Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Vigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.